Live from the River Cam.
The River Cam.
The biggest inter-college event of Easter term.
Here on Cam FM.
31 colleges, 4 days.
Who will claim head of the river?
Cam FM presents May Bumps 2015.
And we are now going to go live to the Riverside with Tim Davies. Loads of love coming in for Pembroke on the web form at the moment, Tim.
Excellent. They're representative of the bottom of this division. Looks like they're probably not on for Blades, I don't think. They've rode well. We've got a minute to go now to the start of the M2 division, really getting into the sharp end of racing for today and, of course, this year's May Bump. We've got in M2, Robinson M1, Girton M1, Trinity Hall M1, St Ed's M1, Palmerston M1, LMBC M2, Keys M2, Hughes Hall M1, Jesus M2, Darwin M1, Wolfston M1, Downing M2, First and Third M2, Christ's M2, Corpus M1, Pembroke M2, Queen's M2, and at the bottom of the sandwich boat, Clare M2, who've rode very well today. Against Queens, you've come down a couple of places, so they could be looking to bump up. Christ's M2 and Downing M2 both on for Spoons. They'll be desperate to avoid that. But Wolfson on for Blades if they can catch Darwin. Now, with about 15 seconds to go till the start of the race, the rain is still falling. It's sort of swapped back to quite a light drizzle at the moment. It's enough to keep all the umbrellas up from the spectators around here. And the race has just started. The start cannon just fired. And the boats will be off. Robinson, first boat being Robinson, Girton, Trinity and St. Ed's. And coming towards me now, Girton looking nice and strong. They're fairly high stroke rate, but they keep looking like they're keeping it together. Behind them, Girton also looking strong. Robinson coming through a little bit splashy through first boat's corner, but they're holding station ahead of Girton. Behind them, we have Trinity Hall, who are closing down, by the looks of it. They are closing down on Girton. Well, there's still a fair bit of water in it, maybe a bit less than a length in it, but Trinity Hall will be hoping to close that one down. Behind them, a lot of clear water to St. Ed's. St. Ed's now coming through with something written on their shirts. They've got St. Ed's Space R. That's C-Ted. I don't think they've quite got their spelling right here. And behind them, Hughes, the next boat being Homerton. They're closing down about a length. So Homerton looking to catch the St. Ed's boat. LMBC 2 now coming through fairly strongly. They're in a patch of clearest water, taking a cut-tight line. Keys M2, though, being closed down and have overlap. Hughes Hall have overlap on Keys. No bump yet, but there's a lot of overlap, and I think Hughes are liable to. There is the bump that's been. Keys have conceded. Hughes one have bumped up on Keys two. Behind them, Jesus rowing strongly. About half a length back, though, Darwin also rowing very strongly. But behind Darwin, we have Winston who have overlap. So overlap from Wolfson on Darwin, and this is about to be a bump as well. And I'm expecting to see a concession any time now. Morwenna, what's happening with you?
Okay, so I've had Robinson, Girton and Trinity Hall all row through. But the news here is that Homerton have just bumped up on St. Ed's M1, and that's a grassy. And they are struggling to clear. So Maggie have had to hold it up whilst St. Edmunds and Homerton have failed to clear. And then in the distance I can see what's going to be a very, very upset Keys crew. They've got their men's captain in that boat as well, who will have obviously had to pull to the side for the bump. And I've got Jesus rowing through now, followed by what I believe is Churchill. I've got Jesus rowing through in the middle of the carnage. Maggie are looking very, very angry at the Homerton crew for failing to clear. Jesus rowing through beautifully. I think, actually, I can see Tit Hall, Jacob von Downing. I'm just going to check on that. Actually, it's first and third. Sorry, you'll have to give me two navy blue and black blades. Yeah, Downing M2 have just conceded. First and third M2 have just bumped up on Downing. Joe, what's going on with you at Ditton?
Hello, thank you, Morwenna. Paul Robinson and Warne have just gone past me on different corner as what I think our horns, the Vuvuzelas, are being rung out from the crowd. Robinson are looking very strong. They're pulling away from Gerton very, very easily. Gerton are going to have a real challenge catching them. Robinson obviously wanting to preserve energy but not wanting to give too much position. St. Ed's and Homerton are out. Homerton has bumped St. Ed, which means that Trinity Hall is going to have to try and bump Gerton or they will have nowhere to go. I'm going to pass back down to you, Morwenna. Can you see any of the lower bumps?
Yeah, so I've got Pembroke running through now, followed by Queens, followed by Clare. Pembroke, I'd say nothing's going to touch them. They're probably, there's probably three lengths between them and Queens. Queens are into the corner, however, and there was a very poor line by the Pembroke. They're going to be looking back on that and possibly thinking of lost ground. Clare running through, again, looking strong, looking confident. Way about a length and a half between them and Queens. Queens obviously having slowed down the corner, but I'd say all three crews are on station. Actually, however, I'm not seeing any boats. Tim, what's going on at your end?
Right, so we've had some interesting rowing going on. We've had Corpus bumping up on Christ, and we've had, you've called first and third on Downing. We've also had Wolfson on Darwin, and Darwin very late to concede, almost Wolfson holding it up almost before concession happened. There's a very clear bump there. And also, of course, we've had Hughes Hall M1 on Keys 2. So that accounts, I think, for the bottom of the division. The top, down with you, Joe.
Thank you, Tim. As you say, Darwin have been bumped by Wolfson. I've seen a very lonely-looking Jesus M2 crew rowing past round it and corner up the long reach. They are having a rather leisurely race now. They cannot bump. They cannot be bumped. I think they're just enjoying the rather, well, frankly, terrible weather. I'm going to throw up to the long reach where Juan is. Can you see any action up where you are?
Well, yes, up here on the long reach, we've had the three boats at the top of the division go past fairly closely, but with the kind of distance between them, it would suggest that there might be a case that they're all going to row over again at the top of the division. Just coming past me now are Jesus M2, who have very little around them. They're looking very lonely on the river at the moment, so I think I'm going to throw back to Joe.
Thank you. So right at the very bottom of the division, I've got the final three boats. They're all still rowing. Nobody's been bumped. That's a sandwich boat, Claire M2, showing pain. Pain is the only expression I could describe the look on their faces as. They have obviously already rowed once today. They're rowing again, chasing down Queen's M2, but Queen's M2 are getting ahead of them because Queen's M2 are trying to close down Pembroke M2 and bump them. It's going to be a very interesting end of the race as they go up to the long reach of the railway bridge. I think, Van, it's going to be the case of whoever has the most adrenaline pumping through their veins and whoever has the most grit and determination. I think there will be a bump, but I cannot say who it is. I think it might be Queen's going to bump Pembroke, but it'll be interesting to see. Can you see them now going past you on the long reach?
Just walking down the long reach now, and I can't see any evidence of a bug in front of me.
I'm on camera. Looking for the railway. Do you want to do a quick interview?
Yeah,
for sure.
So if we throw down some more Wenner then, do you have an interview, is that correct?
I do. I've got an interview with the Homerton crew who are just grabbing their foliage. And so I'm here with their cops. I'll just pass you over. So you're now... we're just having foliage application here. Clearly the way to do it is to actually have a coxing headband, actually. Okay, you're live on Cam FM. Please do not swear.
How
are you feeling about
the
race?
Please dip
sober.
And can I get a big shout from the entire crew? So everyone on Cam FM. Or not.
Shout, guys. Yeah, the Homerton! Yeah! That is an absolutely delighted Homerton crew who they're just posing for their photo now. I've now got St. Ed's or Hughes Hall, I can't quite see the blades. And yeah, as you can hear, Rati is just all go with bumps galore. And I'll throw down to Joe and just see if there's anything to finish up with on Ditton.
Thank you, Morwenna. I think it's going to be getting very interesting up on the long reach beforehand. We've seen that battle between Clare M2, Queen's M2 and Pembroke M2, the sandwich boat and the two penultimate boats. What are you seeing up on the long reach one?
Yeah, so I'm right by the railway bridge now, and although it looked fairly close earlier on, it looks like all of them are again going to row over. Just seeing Clare pass me, and although they're looking fairly strong, it doesn't look like they're going to catch up on Queens, and likewise, it looks like Queens are going to get too much on Pembroke, and it looks like they've just about cleared the course now, so I think that's about it. And they're going to go back to Queen.
Oh, okay, thank you. I'll do my best. It's been quite a scrappy division. I believe I'll run from bottom to top. It looks like Clare M2, Queen's M2 and Pembroke M2 have all rowed over. Not quite sure what happened between Colfax and Price. That might have been a bump. There's been a bump between first and third. They have bumped Downing. There's been a bump from Wolfson M1. They have bumped Darwin. Jesus, Hughes Hall, Keys. There's been a bump there somewhere. I'm seeing who's passing me with Burledge. Jesus bumped Keys. Thank you, sir. And then we've also had a bump from Homerton M1 to St. Edmunds M1. Juan will be putting in a heroic shift to go and get those finalised results for you. I'm just going to throw down to Morwenna if you have any extra information to add.
No, I think you've pretty much summarised what's been actually a very, very exciting division. A lot of bumps early on in the course, which is obviously unusual for some of the better crews. But I think we can look forward to hopefully seeing a bit more excitement in the upcoming divisions.
97.2
Cam FM.
It's time for some results.
I think we have someone down Riverside to give us results. Do you have some results, Riverside?
Yes, I do indeed have results. I'm just standing by them now, and I can confirm for the MT division that at the top there were three rowovers. Robinson, Girton and Trinity Hall all rowed over. Then Homerton bumped up on St Edmunds. Lady Margaret 2 were awarded a technical rowover. Hughes Hall bumped up on Keys 2. Jesus 2 rowed over. Wilson bumped up on Darwin. First and Third 2 bumped up on Downing 2. Corpus Christi bumped up on Christ 2. And Pembroke 2, Queens 2, and Clare as a sandwich boat all rowed over. And those are the results for M2.